It has been a challenging week. It was a pleasure to lift off from Bastion and see the jagged horizon free from dust. The noise of the helicopter renders conversation impossible, so one is left with one's thoughts for half an hour as the helicopter flies high over the desert. The helicopter was packed to the gunwales with men, materiel and post. It ended with a plunge into the landing site at the FOB. The quad bikes buzz around, disemboweling the chopper of its cargo. Fully kitted and armed, we made our way into the gates to unload our weapons and greet the smiling faces. Always good to meet the relief. The temperature is cooler than in Bastion, with a top end of the low 30s. It is not as dusty, and the nights are cool. When the moon is not up, the night is black, but the stars are an astronomer's dream. No light pollution here. The following day, the group I came up with went on patrol. Pre-match nerves, to which I previously referred, miraculously disappear after a few minutes. We went into the local village. Not far, but we were out for 4 hours. Had a good chat with a local farmer through an interpreter. The maize harvest is starting, and he has much work to do. He asked whether he could borrow me and a few others because we looked as though we would be strong enough to carry his crop. He told me how the insurgents impose a curfew in the village so they can lay IEDs, but he did not know where they were. On the way back, we found out. Being close to an IED explosion has nothing to recommend it. A member of two rifles lies very seriously ill in Selioke Hospital as a result. Time slows. Fear, adrenaline, and then training kick in almost simultaneously. Watching the lads from two rifles go to work for one of their own was inspirational. Rapid, effective treatment, a lung-bursting stretcher carry, and a slick handover to the doctor. He was away as quickly as possible to the best trauma facility in the world, giving him the greatest chance. Next day, we were all out again in the green zone. I have been seriously impressed with the fortitude of the young men of two rifles. In the dark of the night, I followed a pair of them along a path in the fob. "I'm going to miss it," confided one to another, almost guiltily. Handovers can be fractious affairs, as equipment is assiduously accounted for by quantity and serial number. Differences in tactics are discussed in detail, as what has been taught in training has been adapted by 6 months of practice by the in-place unit. None of this time. I'm lucky to be bringing more troops than have been here. It will give us greater flexibility. The outgoing unit has been a fund of advice and information. They have taken personal risk at the end of a long tour to give us the best start. Tomorrow, their company commander will formally hand over responsibility to me and my men and women. I hope we can match their effort to protect the people of Sangin.